The Minister for Justice says that a recent High Court decision that anyone applying to be an Irish citizen must have unbroken residence here for a year before they apply is being dealt with as an urgent priority by his department. On Wednesday, Mr. Justice Max Barrett ruled that the Minister's discretionary practice of allowing applicants up to 6 weeks out of the country for holidays or work was not permitted by law, and that the law requiring continuous residence meant not leaving the country even for a day. Charlie Flanagan said he knew the ruling had alarmed many interested parties and left many people in an unsettled state. Let's speak to Brian Killoran. He's CEO of the Immigrant Council of Ireland, and he's on the phone. Brian Killoran, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Tell us about this case on Wednesday. It involves an Australian man. What happened?
So, as you said in your introduction there, the general rule that has been applied to date has been that in the year prior to making an application, you can be outside the state, according to the minister, for up to 6 weeks, and in some instances beyond that 6 weeks, if you have good reason why you are outside the state. So that was kind of the general policy approach that was taken. In this particular instance, the gentleman in question had been outside the state for longer than 6 weeks. He'd been 100 days outside the state in the year prior to the application. So the case was taken to challenge this, essentially, the refusal that he received based on this. As you rightly said then, Justice Barrett came back and essentially said that even the 6 weeks that the minister had been applying was incorrect based on the phrase continuously resident that exists in the legislation, that not even one day was permissible to be outside the state. And I think it's fair to say this ruling surprised both parties in that regard and then caused an awful lot of shock and dismay for those that are either pending a decision or those that are hoping to apply in the future.
So what can be done now? Because there are potentially thousands of people who are applying for citizenship at the moment whose application may be at risk. Is that right?
Well, that is the concern, and this has been greeted by, as I say, a huge amount of kind of worry and shock and dismay by those that have applied and those that are just about to apply, because citizenship is a massively important thing for people, not only from the situation of integration, it brings so many new rights in terms of voting rights and things like that. And I think it's fair to say that this decision doesn't reflect the kind of reality of people's lives when they have to travel for work and they have to travel for family purposes, marriages, funerals, normal human things. At this point in time, as you said, the statements from the Minister yesterday and indeed statements from the Deputy Secretary General, Una Buckley, yesterday evening have sought to reassure people that the Department are taking this as a matter of urgency and are looking for a solution. So I think, our phones yesterday were hopping about this and people are really worried about the situation. I think it's fair to say that the Department are treating it in a manner in which they're looking to fix it rather than simply have this be the approach from here on out, because I don't feel that anybody thinks that's practical. So I suppose we would say it's an opportunity to look at how continuous residency is judged, and there are good kind of examples at a European level, like European directives on things like citizenship and long-term residency, that can give good direction on this. But we hope it will be resolved as quickly as possible, because literally people are sitting waiting now for news, and all our eyes are on the department in terms of their response to this.
My understanding is that you need to be living here for 5 years within the last 9 years, but as you said, in the year before you apply, you have to have been here for 12 months, and it was understood that there was a discretion, but this court case negates that. And this would apply to an increasing amount of people in the run-up to Brexit, because there are a lot of, for example, people with British citizenship here who have applied for Irish citizenship within the last number of years.
Absolutely. I think it's fair to say citizenship is one of the most important processes that anybody from a migrant background will go through in the state. And it has been, it's something that we've seen, obviously, since 2011 and the introduction of the citizenship ceremonies, well over 100,000 people having gone through the citizenship process, and including of late, as you said, an increasing attractiveness of Irish citizenship for people from the UK. So this kind of throws up a can of worms in that regard, in that it even affects for example, applicants from Northern Ireland who are maybe married to an Irish citizen, it's unclear as regards how this approach would affect them, because they are entitled to apply for Irish citizenship too, but what does this ruling mean for them? So there's numerous different facets to it that need to be resolved, and I think that is why the department are treating it as a matter of urgency, and we hope that the solution comes out. I know they're in talks with the Attorney General's office at the moment as regards what's possible and what's possible as quickly as possible. So we kind of were watching this space, as they say.
Brian Killoran, thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Brian Killoran, CEO of the Immigrant Council of Ireland, and we'll have more on this story later in the programme.